Roblox removes 100+ custom game modes based on Charlie Kirk assassination. By Lucas Nolan on September 13, 2025. Popular online gaming platform Roblox, currently battling a grooming scandal, has taken swift action to remove more than 100 custom game modes based on the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The custom game modes, known as experiences in Roblox, were designed by users to glorify Kirk's assassination to the children who flock to the platform every day. Axios reports that Roblox, the massively multiplayer online game that allows users to create their own custom game modes, has removed more than 100 in-game experiences tied to the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the founder of Turning Point USA. According to a Roblox spokesperson, the company acted quickly after seeing violative content around Charlie Kirk on its platform. In Roblox, an experience refers to a custom game created by users. The spokesperson emphasized that Roblox's guidelines strictly prohibit content and behavior that reenacts specific real-world violent or sensitive events or promotes terrorism or hatred against individuals or groups. The company's swift response followed a call to action from Representative Anna Paulina Luna, RFL, who took to social media on Thursday to express her concerns about a Roblox game that referenced the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Luna, who previously worked as Kirk's director of Hispanic engagement at Turning Point USA, urged Apple to remove Roblox from its App Store if the content was not immediately pulled. Within an hour of her post, Luna reported full cooperation from Roblox and other social media platforms she had contacted regarding the violent content. David Baszucki, the CEO of Roblox, responded to Luna's concerns, stating that he is saddened by Kirk's death and that the platform would take swift action against game experiences that break its rules. Roblox is scrambling to address serious concerns about grooming and child predators running rampant on its gaming platform. In August, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill, R., filed a lawsuit against Roblox alleging the company fails to protect children from groomers. By subscribing, you agree to our terms of use and privacy policy. You will receive email marketing messages from Breitbart News Network to the email you provide. You may unsubscribe at any time. In a scathing lawsuit filed on Thursday, Louisiana Attorney General Liz Morrill alleged that Roblox has created an environment where sexual predators can thrive, unite, hunt and victimize kids due to the platform's lack of effective safety protocols. The suit, filed in state court, claims that Roblox prioritizes user growth, revenue, and profits over the safety of its child users. Morrill stated, due to Roblox's lack of safety protocols, it endangers the safety of the children of Louisiana. Roblox is overrun with harmful content and child predators because it prioritizes user growth, revenue, and profits over child safety. The lawsuit was filed shortly after Roblox banned and threatened to sue a YouTuber known for targeting predators on the platform. The cease and desist accuses Schlepp of engaging in unauthorized and harmful activities on the Roblox platform, which directly undermine Roblox's safety efforts and, critically, are exposing our users to increased risk. The letter goes on to claim the YouTuber has been engaging in simulated child endangerment conversations, sharing or soliciting personally identifiable information, and directing users to move conversations off-platform. Roblox went on to insist the platform is committed to aggressively combating illegal and harmful conduct, including child exploitation, through a dedicated and sophisticated team of safety professionals, advanced moderation systems, and partnerships with law enforcement agencies. A lawsuit against Roblox filed earlier this year explains how predators and groomers use Roblox to reach their targets, in this case a 13-year-old girl. According to the lawsuit, the plaintiff joined Roblox and Discord in 2023 after his father researched the platforms and believed they were safe for children. However, the minor soon received a direct message from a stranger soliciting nude photos. Initially declining, the plaintiff eventually sent a shower video and a full frontal nude photo to the predator in exchange for Roblox gift cards worth $10 each. The following day, the lawsuit states, the predator offered a $100 gift card in exchange for sex and a $25 gift card for a photo of the minor's buttocks. Discord banned the plaintiff after he attempted to send the requested photo, but communication between the plaintiff and the alleged predator continued via text and email. The plaintiff disclosed his home address and arranged to meet the predator. When the plaintiff failed to show up, the predator threatened him, leading the plaintiff's parents to discover the text messages and involve the police. Authorities believe the alleged predator exploited at least 26 other children through online platforms including Discord and Roblox. Read more at Axios here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.